Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all of you that are joining us. This Present Truth is on the air. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Copeland. Let's pray together. Lord, how we thank you for gathering us together again to share the Word of God and to receive from the table. We thank you, Lord, that what you're serving is Jesus. Every time we gather, the only thing you serve is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is sufficient for all that we need spiritually. Thank you today for imparting his life to us. Thank you for helping us impart his life to others. Thank you for your help today, Father. We look to you to impart what only you can, the very life of our Lord Jesus. We bless you today, Father God, and we give you praise. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Once again, we're grateful to share the Word of God with you. Would you grab your devices or your Bible and look with me in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. I'd like to read beginning at the 44th verse, Matthew 13 and verse 44. Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. I'm going to read this out of the King James Version, and then we're going to look at some other versions of the Bible to consider. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. I want to stop here long enough, brothers and sisters, to share from these two passages concerning just the treasure of having the Lord Jesus Christ. That at some point in our walk with God, Jesus needs to be seen as a treasure. Too often people don't cultivate that depth of relationship with the Lord to where Jesus becomes the best thing that they ever experienced before, a treasure. You can see the value of it in these parables because there was something that was found in the field. Notice verse 44. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field. He said, the kingdom of God is like this. Those in the kingdom need to understand these principles because this is how the kingdom operates. He said, it's like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, it denotes that this man somehow knew that there was a treasure in the field and began searching. Notice, the which when a man hath found, hideth it. So it's as though the story speeds up past this man buying the field and everything related to the treasure. Immediately we see he purchased it. He knew a treasure was hid in the field, but he didn't know where. But it was enough to know that he needed to purchase it. Notice, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and sell all that he hath, and buyeth the field. That wherever the treasure is, it's worth purchasing the field in order to get the treasure. Brothers and sisters, if Jesus never becomes a treasure to us, then we'll never sell all that we have to follow him. This is the condition for discipleship, is that you must take up your cross daily and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who were fishermen, the Bible says, They brought in their boats and forsook all and followed Jesus. Why did they do that? Why did they give up their career? Why did they give up their dreams, their businesses? Because Jesus had become a treasure to the point where nothing else mattered in comparison to him. My brother, my sister, I wonder, has that ever happened to you? Have you ever cultivated a walk with God where Jesus actually became the treasure for your life? And what really turns everybody else on, all of a sudden, it doesn't affect you that way? How everybody else is into their retirement and their money and their 401k and building wealth and generational wealth and all this stuff that people are talking about, and they don't know what they're talking about because they're in darkness. But brothers and sisters, are you chasing the fads that everyone else in the world is chasing? They got so many experts now who could tell you what to do with your money and how to maneuver and do all these things. But is Jesus your treasure? If he's not your treasure, your investments don't mean anything to God. You won't prosper in eternity when you need a savior. You might do wonders here on the planet and become rich and wealthy and popular, but does heaven know you? Are you known in heaven? And heaven is aware of who you are. This man knew what he was purchasing. The Bible says, for the joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buys the field. I want to read this in the Message Bible. It says, God's kingdom is like a treasure hidden in a field for years and then accidentally found by a trespasser. The finder is ecstatic. What a find! And he proceeds to sell everything he owns to raise money and buy that field. Do you see how the Message puts it? It was hidden in a field for years, and he accidentally found it. He was a trespasser. Weren't we all trespassers, brothers and sisters, until we found Jesus? Or should I say, he found us. We were lost, not him. Brothers and sisters, this man stumbled into something. It says he accidentally found by just passing by, just by trespassing. The finder is eccentric. What a find. That's what he tells himself. He recognizes the value of this treasure. My brother, my sister, how long have you been serving God and he's still not a treasure to you? How long have you been in church and Jesus still ain't the treasure? You'd rather sing a song than serve him. You'd rather do something else than sacrifice the Sabbath as a day where you go and receive the word of God. There's so many things, brothers and sisters, that are contributing to this current apostasy where we see people abandoning their faith and pretending like Jesus never did anything for them. People are frustrating grace and acting as though they don't know what God is doing or they're not interested in what God is doing. He says here, this man finds, the finder is eccentric. He says, what a find. My God, there's something wrong with this. You mean to tell me all the times no one else has seen the treasure in this field and I'm the only one? I'm sure the often times he passed by, he could see that no one had discovered the treasure hidden in the field. So what did he do? He bought it. The Bible says, and proceeds to sell everything he owns to raise money to buy that field. Brothers and sisters, when he owns the field, he can take his time and enjoy the treasure that's hidden in it. But so many people make statements like, be patient, God isn't finished with me yet. Not knowing God hasn't begun with you yet because you haven't bought the field. That God doesn't begin doing anything in the life of a person that hasn't sold all to follow him. This man sold everything he had and bought the field. so that he could enjoy the treasure that he had found. Do you have a religious Jesus that makes you feel like you got to do deeds in order to please him? Or do you understand that he's the Lord of glory and I found him because of a search that I had for treasure in life? And it wasn't education. It wasn't people. It wasn't sports. It wasn't things. It was Jesus. He became the treasure in my heart. My brother, my sister, until Jesus is your treasure, you won't sell out for him. As a matter of fact, you'll end up selling him out. If he's not a treasure, you'll sell him out. If he is, you'll sell out everything and buy the field. That's what this man did. And then it goes even further, like a merchant, a man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, what did he do? He went and sold all that he had and bought it. One is a treasure hidden in the field. The other is a pearl of great price. Each had a treasure that only the purchaser could see. This man saw the treasure in the field. This goodly merchant recognized that there was something unique about this pearl and knew that its value meant that he had to sell everything he had so that he could buy it. Went and sold all that he had and bought it. Notice that the value of each one, the treasure and the pearl, required that they sell everything. What it shows is that the value is not one specific price, or it would have said it would have been for this many pounds or this many naira or whatever. What it required of them, they knew that they had to get rid of everything in order to purchase because of the value of that treasure or the value of that pearl. My brother, my sister, did you just come to church and never come to Christ? And he's still not the treasure of your heart? You can easily run after other things that you consider more valuable than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I want to ask, what happened to your heart? Why is it that all these times in the scripture and how the word of God is going forth, and many of you are hearing the word of God or on platforms where the word of God is going forth. Don't get me wrong. Some are not hearing the true word of God, the full gospel. They're not hearing it. They're hearing some traditional message. It's not enough to sustain you. It's not enough for you to consider selling all that you have. As a matter of fact, religion, you won't. You won't. You won't sell all. You'll try to maneuver around what you have so that God will accept all that you have rather than you forsaking all to purchase him. My brother, my sister, is Jesus worth the sale? Is Jesus worth selling all? Is he the pearl of great price that it doesn't matter how much he costs? I'm going broke for him. I probably don't have enough, but this one had a fundraiser so that he could buy that field. Now, that's the only time I would say to get, you know, raise funds, when you find somebody like Jesus and he secures your heart and helps you understand he's all you need. There isn't enough money in this world that you could give to satisfy the inner longing within you, my brother, my sister. I want to admonish you. Sell all that you have. Sell everything that you have, like this man did for the treasure in the field. Recognize that there's a treasure there, and it's worth you selling all. Recognize that as this pearl of great price that you've come into contact with isn't something that you can just give back to this merchant and pretend like it doesn't mean anything when you know the value of it. Jesus wants to be that important in your life. He wants to be that pearl of great price. He wants to be that treasure hidden in a field. What would it take for you, my brother or sister, to sell all that you have and go after that treasure? Go after and buy and purchase for your own that pearl of great price. Jesus, the Son of God, is giving you an opportunity to do that. And he is the treasure. Are you willing to sell all that you have so that you can follow him? Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for each person under the sound of my voice, those listening today. I just have a sense in my spirit, Lord, that you've been dealing with them about a sale, selling out. You've caused them to see the value of knowing you. Lord, take that relationship to a place of intimacy. As they sell all, they'll buy the field. It doesn't matter how long it takes to find the treasure. I know it's there. I'm buying the field. Lord, there are merchants who understand the value of pearls and found one pearl of great price. It was you, Lord, that they discovered. Help them to see how important it is for them to sell everything they have and buy the pearl. Help us to see your value, Lord. Open our eyes to see how you are the treasure deposited in a man's soul. And there isn't enough resources, enough money, enough anything that we can muster up to purchase all that you've done for mankind. Thank you, precious Lord. We receive you by faith as that treasure. We receive you by faith as that pearl of great price. And yes, Lord, you're worth us selling out so that we can understand your value and carry you as a treasure that is dear to us. We can't be careless with the treasure. We can't be careless with what is valuable. Lord, open our eyes to see how important you are as you operate in and through our humanity by your Spirit. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you open our eyes to see your value, Lord, that you're worth selling all. You're worth finding what's needed to purchase that pearl. Thank you, Lord God. You will continue to help us. You will continue to deepen our understanding of who you really are to us. Thank you, Father God. We bless you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my brother, my sister. That's all the time we have on this episode. We'll be back by God's grace next week. And until then, may God's riches be yours. God bless you.